WWJ News Time is now 8:33.
A father? Really? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the kid since the week she was born. Now you want me to be the daddy?
You're listening to a scene from the Michigan-made movie Annabelle and Bear. It debuts tonight as part of a sold-out sneak preview for charity at the Detroit Music Hall. The movie follows the story of 2-year-old Annabelle as she is forced to move in with her reluctant father. Tonight's sneak peek will benefit the work of Starfish Family Services of Wayne County. And joining us on the live line to talk more about the big event is Amy Weber, the director and creator of Annabelle and Bear, and Anne Kalis from Starfish. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Amy, want to start a little bit with you. Tell us about this project, a dream come true for you.
Oh, that's an understatement. Absolutely a dream come true to make my first feature film and have it 100% Michigan made, because I am very proud to say I am born and raised and forever stay in Michigan.
Well, tell us a little bit about the idea behind Annabelle and Bear.
Well, it was kind of a simple idea that, as far as the story goes, it was a beautiful July summer day in 2008, and I had just left a breakfast with an aspiring filmmaker, and that I was feeling very inspired by that conversation I had with this filmmaker. And very simply, as I was driving out with my own family to a family dinner, I was crossed with a biker, a very rugged, rough and tough looking biker with tattoos all over his arms, and I said to my family, I wonder what his story is. And as I thought about it a little further, I then, just looking back at my own children, who at the time were 2 and 4, I said, I wonder what his story would be if he had a 2-year-old little girl strapped on the back of his bike. And the story was conceived.
Well, Anne Kalis from Starfish, it's interesting that the project then teams up with your organization, Starfish, helping so many families here in Metro Detroit. Tell us how you work.
We're a nonprofit agency that's been around for 46 years helping at-risk children and families in Metro Detroit, and we're committed to creating successful families, so our mission really couldn't be better aligned to the storyline of Annabelle and Bear, which is about creating healthy relationships that benefit both kids and parents.
Sounds like you two have a natural fit here.
Oh, absolutely. When Starfish was brought to my attention as the perfect fit for this fundraiser, and I learned all about everything they do and the wonderful support system they have in place for families, I knew that it was the perfect fit for this film.
Well, Amy, tonight is the sneak peek of this movie, by the way, which stars a little girl from here in the Metro Detroit area, 2 years old, now she's 3, correct?
That is correct.
And I'm told she's absolutely wonderful.
She's a heartbreaker. She is a heartbreaker by nature, but in this film, she's outstanding. Just an outstanding actor, and people are falling in love with her all over the place.
Now, beyond the sneak peek tonight, when will more Metro Detroiters be able to enjoy Annabelle and Bear?
Well, we're hoping very soon. We are in search of a distributor, but also we are discussing a second chance screening for Detroit, and we will be announcing that very soon, I believe.
It's a preview tonight, and the proceeds all benefit Starfish Family Services of Wayne County. The movie is called Annabelle and Bear. Again, I'm sorry to tell you, it's sold out at the Detroit Music Hall tonight, but we're going to put more information about it, about Starfish Family Services, and about Amy Weber right up on our website, wwj.com.